Oh, that sounds hot. Welcome to Wine Time with an H with Jack. I am doing my first podcast and I'm here with my best friend, Jessie.
Hi.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do podcasts about like topics that I have in common with my friends. So tonight, I'm going to do aging. I'll just tell you a brief little history of Jessie and mine's friendship. We met
three years ago
through a mutual friend. We met at a house party. I remember this night because I was wearing a Kate Moss t-shirt and you're like, oh my god, I love your t-shirt, I love Kate Moss. I was like, oh, anyone who loves Kate Moss is a friend of mine. And then I think I put on a Spice Girls song, which was like the norm for me. And you're like, oh my god, I love the Spice Girls. And then you said, oh my god, I love Victoria Beckham. I was like, okay, that's it. Friendship song.
And then as well, I said that my favourite movie was Titanic.
That night?
Yeah. And then I'm pretty sure the first time we hung out was Titanic night.
Oh yeah, that was.
And we played drinking games.
Yeah. And then, yeah, we started to hang out. There was like a little period where we didn't really hang out. I think we were like social, like, when we saw each other at parties and stuff like that. And then you started training me.
Yeah. And then it turns out with so many things in common.
Yeah. And then, like, one of the things that we have in common is about us, quote, air quotes, aging. So, actually, the first question I'm going to ask you, do you feel like there's a lot of pressure from society to have your life together in your 20s?
Sort of. Well, I think when I look at myself against my friends, sometimes I feel like I'm not doing well enough. I'm not sure if that's like my own personal pressure or society's pressure, but I guess it must have come from an outside perspective as well. Not so much of other people looking down at me, but other people expecting things of people my own age. Like, not necessarily directed at me, like, no one's ever said you're not doing well enough, but, you know, if someone is doing really, really well at my age, then they say, oh, you're doing really well for your age, and when someone is not doing as well for my age, then, you know, behind their back, they may mention that. But, yeah, so I guess I feel a personal pressure, but then also, like, there is definitely the underlying thing of people expecting it. 27, which I am. I'm 27, by the way.
Oh, yeah, we're both 27.
We're a few days apart. Yeah. To definitely be doing better than I feel like I am, I'm going to be honest.
So, like, say, like, your close friends, where are they now in life? Like, what are they doing?
Well, I guess one of my biggest problems is I stack myself up against, like, the people that I live with. I live with two really close friends, and another one of them has just left, and sometimes I feel like maybe I'm not doing as well as they are.
Did Claire go to uni?
Huh?
Did Claire go to uni?
Claire's more than my flatmates. No, she hasn't gone to uni. I think she did, like, a diploma, maybe?
Yeah.
But I don't know what she's doing now in her work line, actually, really contributed to that. But they're both All Emma, Colin and Claire are all in really sort of success-driven jobs, and they're all doing really, really well. So sometimes I feel like maybe I need to, like, catch up with them a little bit, and, like, I was studying last year and I'm not at the moment, so I'm kind of, like, can't wait to get back into doing that. But while I'm in, like, the in-between phase, like, I sort of feel like I want to be doing more.
Did you always, like, because you are studying, you still are, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, have you always wanted, like, to get your degree before you were 30? Or does that really matter? Does age really matter when it comes to it?
I never until recently imagined myself having a degree until last year, but now that I've started doing it, I really want to get it done now that I've got that drive. Not so much, like, having it done by 30, but I want it to be, like, well underway by the time I'm 30.
Yeah.
Like, I want to feel like I'm accomplishing my dream at 30, and then it's, like,
yeah,
on the horizon.
And then from, yeah.
Whereas at the moment, because I've already really done my first year, it still feels really, really, like, not real or, like, not set in stone, so I want it to feel like it's, like, happening when I'm 30, definitely.
Yeah. So it's so weird, like today I was thinking about where my parents were at 27. So my mum at 27 already had two kids, age 5 and 7. Just met my dad, because my two sisters are my half sisters. Where were your parents at 27?
Are your parents the same age?
It's your parents.
No, like.
Oh, no, yeah.
I think my dad's maybe like 6 or 7 years older than my mum. And when they met, they were quite young. Like, I think my mum was like 18, 19. So I guess when you're 18, 19, 6 or 7 years is quite a difference in age and where you're at in life. So I think by the time my mum was 27, my parents had already got divorced. And I think maybe my mum was single. She had a few different boyfriends on the go. Like, I remember meeting a few of her boyfriends.
Do you know what her job was?
She didn't have a job. My mum was an adult, and she just
stayed
at home and looked after, well, I went to school, and at the freshers of the day, my mum smoked a lot of weed, so I think she just did that. She had all these different boyfriends, like, I think, like, this was probably in, like, maybe, like, 96, 97, I think my mum was around that age. And so, yeah, she just sort of had lots of boyfriends. I didn't really see much of my dad, but my dad had got remarried to my stepmum at that point. So, yeah. And then shortly after, my mum was, like, 30-ish. She met my stepdad and we moved to New Zealand, so.
Yeah. It's so weird because my parents, I think they got together when they were both 26 and they started saving for a house straight away.
Yeah, my parents owned a house together to start with, but then obviously they got divorced, so.
Oh my god, that is so young. Me and my mum lived
in that house.
So young to own a house, but slash it was like easier back then. And I think like parents forget about that because my dad was like, oh, you know, like, At your age, I think this was like my 25th birthday, he said. He's like, oh, at your age, I was already saving for a house. I'm like, Dad, that was a lot different back then.
Yeah.
Like, and my dad's just like, and stuff like that.
This house was in England as well. I don't know if like the property's different over there, but.
Mm.
But yeah. When my mum sold it maybe like 10 years ago, she got like a lot more money for it than I think they pay for it, so.
Yeah.
Don't know where that money is.
So like, heading into your 20s, what were you doing like 19 before you headed into your 20s?
When I was 19, that's when I met my husband, Colin. Yeah, so I was living in Dunedin. I ran away from home when I was like 17, so I was still underage, and I lived in Dunedin like during the whole student world time with people like burning couches and the whole Undie 500 thing was happening. I was down there. Undie
500. What's that?
Undie 500. It was like on the news a lot. So it's side story. It's this car rally that they used to have in Dunedin where the Christchurch University students used to drive to Dunedin and they had to get a car that was worth under $500 and they used to, like, decorate the car and drive from Christchurch to Dunedin in it and basically just have a massive weekend of just getting on the piss and they'd always trash the car and end up hitchhiking home and, like, the cars would all get destroyed. And they used to have, like, funny nicknames on the cars. Like, someone painted one up one day and put, like, a big hammer on top of it, and it was called the Daughter Pounder and stuff like that. Yeah, right. And, yeah, so, Undie 500 days. They ended up banning it at the uni, but it was, yeah, a good time. Anyway, so, 19, I was down in Dunedin being a student, causing chaos, like, pretending, like, adults didn't exist. It was quite fun.
And, like, at 19, how did you view your 20s, like, what did you think it was going to look like for you?
I thought, like, I thought I would have been, like, so much more, like, set by now. Like, I thought, like, 27, I was like, you know, by then you're going to be, like, a late old lady, like, married, white picket fence, blah, blah, blah. I remember my second ever boyfriend, Jim, he started, before me and him went out, he was, like, kind of dating this girl called Sarah. And I remember being like, oh, like, what's up with you? And like, Sarah, I can't believe you went there kind of thing to Jim. Like, I'm sort of just jealous and wanting him up, whatever. By the way, Sarah's lovely and she's married. Like, a really good person now, if you're listening. But, and I remember we were I was 19 and she was 23 at the time. And I remember asking Jim, like, what the fuck was, like, why would you even go there? And he was like, I don't know, like, you know, she was kind of one of those, like, older girls at school. And, like, she, like, tried on me one night and I was real keen. She was, like, you know, seventh form when I was, like, third former all those years ago. And I remember, like, me and my friend taking the piss out of her and being like, oh, my God, like, she's 23. Like, oh, like, why would Jim even go there kind of thing? And now I'm like, oh, 23, like, I wish I was that young. And I remember thinking that was so old back then. And, yeah, it's, like, not even.
I remember, I think I've told you this, my sister got married at 26. And I remember, like, after a wedding, like, all her friends, I was, like, 18 at the time, they were, like, going out clubbing, like, oh, Jack, you should come out clubbing, because I just turned 18. I was like, okay, sorry. But I remember thinking to myself, like, you're 26, you're, like, really old. Like, I don't want to be clubbing with you. I was like, oh, my God, I'm that age now.
You're like, no, you're older than that now.
I know the answer to this question, because you don't really go clubbing. Are you not that social as you used to be now? In your late 20s?
To be honest, right now in my life, I've got more friends than I think I've ever had before. Yeah. And I actually feel like I do more things with my friends now than I ever have before.
Yeah.
I mean, I've definitely had years of going, like, clubbing and stuff when I was younger. I don't know, I guess it's just different now. Like, I feel like, I mean, I went clubbing, but none of those memories are really ones that have, like, stuck with me. Like, I remember clubbing as a whole and, like, doing the whole thing, having, like, Jager bombs and all that kind of stuff. But I feel like I'm more social now. Like, I've got all these different friend groups. Now that I'm older, now I'm 27, you know, like, me and you have got, like, our wine and dinner nights. And then, like, you know, me and Claire have got things. Like, we go to the pools and exercise together. Me and Emmy just go op shopping together. Me and Colin drink wine and smoke cigarettes and talk really loudly at each other. Like, I've got all these different friend groups. Me and Nelly, like, have wines and, like, have real girly chats together. Yeah, so I've got all these different friend groups that I do different things with now. So I feel like I'm more social, but not... Well, yeah, like, I guess... Well, I don't know, is clubbing social, really?
No, oh, I just mean, like...
Yeah, like...
Yeah, going out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not so much going out.
It just doesn't appeal to you anymore?
No, well, like, I like going out and having dinner or going out to pack and save. Oh, my God, name. and stuff like that. Or staying in, even, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, not so much for clever. I mean, like...
But when was the last time, like... When was the last time you went clubbing?
I don't remember. Shit. I went to Wingamo's. Does that count?
No. No, like, for me, like, I think, when was the last time I went clubbing? I think it was, like, a couple of weeks ago, and honestly, I just felt so old.
I don't think I've been clubbing, like, maybe even, like, the day where Bowie died. That could have been the last time I went clubbing.
Oh my God, that was a year ago.
Yeah, like, possibly. Whoa. I can't remember going to a nightclub. I went to, like, my friend Jack and Nelly. Jack's in a band, and she played at a gig at King's Arms. I went out to that, but that wasn't really clubbing. That was more watching her band play.
Yeah.
But it was at a bar, so I was drinking, but...
Did you just feel like, I think, like, for me, when I go, even, like, when I go to a bar... or I just go clubbing, I just, like, I cannot be bothered anymore. Just, like, I don't know, just getting ready.
I love just getting everything, ready. Like,
being outside at night, and I'm just, like, I'd rather stay home and just, like, go on YouTube with a bottle of wine.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, well, I love getting ready to go out.
Yeah.
And I love drinking to get ready to go out. But then, like, it comes at a point where I'm, like, all, like, like, I've had a few glasses of wine at home, and then it sounds like, you know, the taxi's here, and I'm like, well, actually, like, the best part of my whole night tonight is going to be that fun part when I was at home drinking wine, yeah, listening to Beyonce, and doing my makeup, and I'm like, I would actually rather just sit here and finish my wine and, like, have another cigarette, because once I go to town, like, I can't have a cigarette, can't drink the wine I want, can't listen to the music I want, like, I'd rather just sit here and, like, wash my makeup off and start over again or something.
Yeah, I hate that, like, when, like, yeah, we're having drinks at someone's place and they're like, let's go out, and I just feel like the atmosphere, like, dies. I'm just like, everyone's, like, getting ready, or, like, they're waiting for a taxi, or they're so drunk that, like, they're, like, playing about, and then, like, the taxi does arrive, and then it leaves, and then you have to order another taxi, like, oh my god, I just can't do that anymore. Yeah. I think, like, in my early 20s, I, like, laughed at it, and I was like, eh, whatever. But, now I'm just like, I just need to grow up. Mm.
I think if I do go to town these days, like, I mean, I like going to, like, an organised event, like Bingo Boys, or when we went to the David Bowie, yeah, thing, that was cool, because we were going to something.
Yeah.
But, just, yeah, I think getting a taxi into the city and seeing where we end up, like,
yeah,
I'd have to be so drunk to think that was a good idea, like, pre-drunk, and, oh, and if you're that drunk, it's not a good idea, because you wake up in the morning, you're like, I'm hungover, I spent heaps of money, where am I, like, it's just, yeah.
What do you think is, like, been some of the biggest struggles in your 20s?
Personal things that I've gone through, or things about being 20?
Both.
Biggest thing about being 20. The thing that affected me the most, I guess, is, like, I went through, mine and Paul's breakup, affected me hugely, and also during that time in my life, a whole lot of other things happened, like falling out with my parents, like the immigration thing, my cousin dying, and just that creating a whole lot of other, like, anxieties in my head, yeah, about not seeing my family in the UK, and also not being able to go back to see them because of the family thing, and like missing them, feeling like a bad person for not seeing them, but not doing anything about it, on top of the whole breaking up with Paul thing, and just then that all coming to a head, and, like, just wanting to revert back and just be like, fuck, this is all out of my control, but then realising, yeah, that, like you said, like, back to age, like, at my age at 27, no one else is going to come along and be like, oh, Jessie, like, you know, you're just a kid, like, you don't have to deal with this, like, let me sort it out for you, like, it's all on your shoulders, and realising at that point that people, like, some family members and the man I thought I was going to marry are not actually there to support me, like, I'm the only, I mean, not, I've got amazing, like, my friends are amazing, and they've all been there for me, but realising at the end of the day, like, it's all falling back on me, and, like, you've got to carry your own weight, and that you can't feel sorry for yourself, you just got to keep on going, I think was a big part of turning 20 for me.
Do you find, like, everyone says, like, 20s are, like, you're in the prime of your life. Do you, like, view it like that? Like, for me, I can't remember who it was. I think it was maybe Cameron Diaz. She was like, if you want to look good, like, look good at 20, because that's when you, like, look really good. Like, you don't have wrinkles. Like, your body's not sagging and stuff like that. Do you, like, look at yourself like that?
Physically? Like, your 20s?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely right now, I think I'm, like, the prettiest and sexiest I've ever been. Yeah. I look at, like, photos of me when I'm younger, and I'm like, oh, like, you're looking a little bit older now, but then I actually look at myself, and I feel a lot more, like, womanly now, and, yeah, like, I think my face and my body has, like, matured, and it's actually a good thing, like, right now, like, the last 2 years, like, I probably got, like, hotter every year.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it's going to last for before it starts going downhill, but, like,
does it scare you? Like, that scares me, like, I think I'm going to be in my late 30s, maybe 40s, and I'm going to be, like, it's, like, I always think to myself, like, oh, like, I should really work out in my 20s, and I'm scared, like, I'm going to be in my 30s and 40s, like, fuck, I should have just worked out then, because that is actually, like, the prime of you are in the prime of your life, like, I just feel like, yeah, you need to look good, like, right now.
Yeah, I don't know, I think, like, it's probably a bad thing to say, but I think I look good right now, like, I'm not.
You do.
Thanks. Cheers. You're looking fabulous, too. Yeah, I don't know, I feel like I've still got a good few years in me of, like, looking good.
Yeah.
Should probably stop, like, smoking and drinking so much, because it's just gonna, like, not help that, but, yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing, yeah, age, like, I'm getting some forehead wrinkles, and, like, I'm worried that my vagina is gonna start aging, I must admit, like... But, I don't know, like, I think it's the same for boys and girls, but, like, the older you get, not saying that mine is right now, but, like, eventually, like, our penises and vajayjays are gonna start, like, getting a bit saggy and stuff, and I'm like, I don't want that to happen, because that could totally, like, give away your age.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what surgery is for, right?
Yes, right? But who's got that money?
It's gonna clip those flaps.
I'm like, I think one of the things for me is that... Once I turned 18, my parents was like, okay, you're 18 now, you're an adult. Anyway, I kind of wish, like, my parents told me just, like, more, like, tools for me to use throughout my 20s. Do you feel like that your parents, like, provided you with, like, I don't know, words of wisdom for your 20s?
No way. I credit all of my growing up to myself. I ran away. Mm. My parents paid no attention to me when I was younger. They moved to New Zealand. They had their own little love romance. They had this new baby, and they did not know how to deal with this teenage girl. Like, they were both... My stepdad was younger than my mum, and he was a child himself. He just finished an ovaries experience, like, doing OE, met my mum, fucking fishing boat, and, like, he was maybe, like, I think it was, like, 7 years younger than my mum, and he met this young woman, thought was hot, wanted to bring, like, a boy back to New Zealand once he finished travelling, just so happened she came with, like, an 8-year-old kid, and he just, like, ignored me, had no notes to do with me, he was just as immature as I was, really. He's wanted to party, but then have, like, a wife at home, and my mum had nothing in New Zealand other than him, so it was all a big shambles, and she got knocked out. So, yeah, like, I wasn't... Like, I mean, yeah, like, it sounds like a sob story, but, like, they didn't raise me at all, really. They just they had no idea what to do with me. And then I went off to boarding school, and then I ran away from boarding school when I was, like, just turned 17. So I, after that, pretty much did my own thing, so, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I, like, don't think they can growing up, like, my parents, like, told me, like, a lot of life skills, and... They're like, oh, you kind of need this for the future. But I don't know, I just wish they, I wish they just taught me, like, more stuff about being an adult.
Yeah, kind of, well, yeah. I mean, I wish I had more parental guidance.
Yeah.
What my parents, this sounds real stink to say, but, like, my parents, both my mum and also my dad, who's just an absent of my whole life and a useless cunt, really. Like, I love him, but he's just fucking... took the easy way out when I moved to New Zealand. He was like, okay, later, bye, like, and that's pretty much all I hear from him. They've taught me life lessons in the sense of, like, I don't want to be like them is what they've taught me. Like, I see how they are and the things that they do, and I'm like, well, I know for sure that's not what I want to be like, so I guess they've taught me stuff.
Yeah.
I strive to be, I'm not saying better because it's a harsh word, maybe I won't be better, but I strive to be different from them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a lesson. I'm just going to check the pot.
Okay, alright.
Carry on.
What are the things that you're most surprised about? What are the things you're most surprised about being in your 20s? Like, what, like, shocked you, like, oh, I did not see that coming.
In the last year, not going to go dead at the supermarket.
Today, tonight,
and also the last two times I've been there. Things like, I'm starting to get, like, teeth problems and stuff like that. So I'm just like, obviously hitting 27 and, okay, I haven't been a very frequent dentist goer, but in the past...
I haven't been to the dentist since I was 18.
I've been once since I turned 18, and that was a big blow. And it was only because my teeth was really sore. and like my wisdom teeth and all this stuff was started like coming out, and previously in the part, like when I was younger or before now, it's never been a problem because it's obviously had 27 years to get bad, but now it's starting to be like, oh girl, like grow the dentures. I think other thing that has surprised me in the last few years of my 20s is how much like the people you choose to be in your life are a big testament to who you are.
Yeah.
Like obviously I have a very rich family support, but I've realised that the friends that I've chosen and that I've had for the last maybe like, I've known Colin for 10 years, even the ones I've met in the last like living for 3 years, these people are like, finally I'm starting to make really good choices in that aspect of my life, I think.
Because I found like in my like teens, early 20s, I was like, I just want to be friends with everyone. But now I find like in my late 20s, like I'd rather have a small group of friends. And I just think it's just way better. Like, I don't need lots of friends. I don't really like people.
I'm starting to realise that too. Like, I don't have to like everyone.
Mm.
Another thing that I realised, not just in my 20s, in my like last few years of my 20s, is to reflect upon yourself. Which is something I've only really just learnt to do. Like, I find it really hard to have compassion for others, and I'm just starting to learn how to do that in the last few years of my 20s.
Yeah.
And not to be immature and just point the finger or blame other people when stuff gets wrong, or just to ignore it, to actually realise that if something keeps going wrong in your life, then, like, what's the common factor? Like, why do things keep going wrong or going pear-shaped? What's the one thing that each of these situations have in common? And then you're like, oh, wait, it's me. I'm the thing that's the same, like, the common factor in each situation. Yeah. So maybe it's me that has to change. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I've noticed and learned in my 20s. Like, my last few years have been 20s. When I say 20s, I'm talking, like, 25 onwards.
Yeah. Did you just, like, I don't know, like, I think I just said this, like, I viewed my 20s like, oh, it's going to just be fun.
Yeah, or I thought do you think, my like, age now I was going to be, like, married. Okay, yeah. I just get married. You know what I mean? Like, you know, set, like, the house, the career. Like, I thought 27 was, like, what I imagined 27 when I was 19, I feel like is more, like, 35 for me now.
Yeah.
But I'm, like, when I'm 35 and I'm going to be, like, more, like, 52, you know. Yeah.
Do you think, like, your maturity level matches your age? Like, for me, I feel like I don't feel 27, and I've been saying this quite a lot to my friends / to myself lately, that I always view, like, I just don't think anyone's younger than me, because I always, and I'm just like, oh my God, I'm 27, but that is quite old, and honestly, like, most of my friends are younger than me, and it's just so weird.
Yeah, I always forget that Emma and Claire are younger than me, because I always think of them as, like, the same age as me, and then, sometimes I feel like I'm at a, like, not immature, but, like, I feel like I am on the same, like, wavelength, you know what I mean? Like, as people that are younger than me.
Yeah.
But then also sometimes I feel the same way about the people that are older than me as well, like my friend Vanessa and my friend Anthea, and I'm trying to think of other older friends that I have on top of my head.
I feel I feel there's like some certain things that I do in my life. I'm like, oh yeah, I think this is what a 27-year-old would do. Like, for instance, tonight, like, we went grocery shopping, like, we do that every week. I'm just like, yeah, I think someone in their late 20s, like, does this kind of thing where, like, someone in their early 20s don't, like, really do stuff like that. And I'm very much, like, a homemaker. Like, I feel like that's kind of, like, in your 20s, you should be doing stuff like that.
Yeah, like, I love homemaking.
Like, you know, everything from, like, your decor and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I don't know, it's a hard one.
Yeah.
I
feel like...
Well, I guess in and then I don't feel like I'm... I still feel young in some aspects and...
Yeah.
Older in some aspects. Yeah. Like, it's just all like embracing it. Sometimes I feel like I wish I was younger. Sometimes I feel like I'm old and I'm not achieving enough.
Yeah.
But then... Majority of the time, like, I feel comfortable with where I am at with my age, which I guess is lucky.
Yeah. Because I feel like now is the right time, you know, going back to clubbing, like, going clubbing, like, once every 3 months, like, yeah. Like, I'm not saying it should be like that, but I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like, I think it would look stupid for me to, like, go clubbing, like, every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
I'm...
And I'm just like, oh, I'm so mature now.
I don't even, like, miss clubbing, like, what is even clubbing? I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I have to be... I'm pretty much... I mean, oh! Wait, maybe I went clubbing when it was my friend's hen's night. I can't remember if that was before or after David Bowie.
Yeah.
But I did that night, too. That was fun. I made out with one of the mouse strippers in the stairwell because I gave him some brush. See, this is why I shouldn't go clubbing. I do stuff like that.
Are you excited about your 30s? And what do you want to achieve
in before your 30s?
Before your 30.
I don't want to think about turning 30. It's 3 years. I've got 28. How many 27 are anyway? 28, 29. I've got 2 more birthdays before that's an issue.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's not very many, is it? 30, I hope that I am on my last year of study, or at least a good whack through it. Hopefully I've got myself, like, not that I'm really enjoying being single at the moment, like, I'm actually embracing it and fucking into it, but I'll probably be getting a little bit lonely by then, so hopefully got, like, you know, nice man on the go.
Yeah.
Hopefully still surrounded, not that I want any of my friends to move on, but hopefully, like, still have the same close circle of friends.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, a nice car. I'll be happy with that at 30.
Have you ever had a car?
I owned, like, a really shitty car, like, for a while in Cambridge, and I had a scooter, but it's just not a responsibility I'm willing to take.
Yeah.
Which I probably should at 27.
What's some advice you would tell yourself at 19 before you head into your
20s? At 19, you are enrolled in a university in Otago, you could... You're 19, you've got the whole of a university enrolled in with an education to become something, pick something, stick to it, have fun while you're doing it, but not as much fun as you're having, and by the time you're 23, you could be a fucking lawyer.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
It's so weird,
I probably still wouldn't do it, even if I knew that at 19.
Yeah.
I'd be like, fuck you, bitch, I'm getting stoned.
It's so funny, I was talking to my friend the other day, like, she's, like, a mum, and, she, like, her, daughter is, like, in primary school, and she's like, oh my god, like, the teacher is, like, younger than me, like, my child's teacher. I'm like, oh my god, yeah, that's right, like, I feel like it's such an adult job, but at the same time, like, oh wait, she is 20, like, 26, like, she's younger, so she'll be, like, 26, 25. I was like, oh yeah, people, like, got their degree when they were, like, 22.
Yeah, see, I find that weird, too.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad I didn't come straight out. Like, I look at people that, one of the girls that I work with is on her second year, and she's 19, so she's gonna be finished next year at, like, 20. And I'm like, oh... Like, it's really cool that you're studying and you're doing this, but there's no way that when you're my age, A, you're going to be at the top of your... I mean, she could be, but, like, but she's going to be at the top of her fields at communication, whatever that is, and loving it, and being like, this is the best career choice ever. She's probably going to, like, come out of that. I mean, I wish her all the luck in the world, but just from what I've seen, like, she's probably going to come out of that, do some... like start an entry level job involving communications, learn short name means, get over it in a few years, and then be like, oh, now what?
Mm.
And I mean, although like it might set her up slightly, I don't know if it's going to set her up a whole lot more than anyone else. I mean, like, it's really cool to have a degree and stuff like that, but, yeah, I mean, just studying that young.
Yeah.
If you're doing it already, like, fucking go hard and go for it, like, proud of you, but I also think it's kind of cool to have, like, a little break as well.
Yeah.
But not too long, because then you end up like me with no degree at 27.
Do you feel like you have to do everything so young? Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like, my friend Ashley, I think I was, like, 23 when I was thinking about, like, going to uni because I wanted to become a scriptwriter. It's like, yeah, you need to do it now because you're getting a little bit old. And I was like, well, I'm only 23 years old. Like, I don't consider it that old. Do you feel like you need to achieve all of that in your 20s?
I mean, I don't... I was like... no, I don't think it's, like, too late.
Like, age, like do you just old. Think, like, age doesn't matter?
I mean, I don't think it doesn't matter because, like, obviously age... I don't think... The age, the number matters, but obviously, like, we're all gonna die one day. Mm. So if you wanna make a good go at something and then also have time afterwards to enjoy your life, then you know what I mean, leaving it to your, like, you know, 60.
Yeah.
Or whatever. It's just a random number I came up with. But I don't think at 27 we should be panicking that we're running out of time just yet.
But I feel like, I don't know if it's for you, but I feel like a lot of pressure from people my age to be like, you got to have this and that ready. Because I feel like, I know quite a lot of people that like, oh my God, like, now I think about it, a lot of people, not like my friends, but a lot of people that I know, acquaintances, I guess, have like a house.
Like, I'm married. That's the responsibility I want.
Yeah.
You are married?
Yeah, I know. But like, children...
Do you want house and children right now? I so don't. That's not what I want. I want
children, yeah.
You want a house and children?
I want it.
Right now?
I want children. I want a children right now. A child right now.
A children. You want a child right now? Okay. Yeah.
But like, honestly, I feel
I
like...
I so don't. I love living in my little house with my like friends. I would not... Even I think right now, if I was like a 35-year-old, super successful businesswoman or whatever kind... Actually, I really like my house too, but, like, I would still live with the two people that I live with in a fancier apartment and have fancier clothes and just be more, like, Sex in the City, like.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't change that part of my life at all.
Yeah.
Other than, like, maybe having, like, more dollar bills to spend and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, like, more security, but I wouldn't want to have a husband and kids right now.
I've quite a lot of my friends, like, right now they have like a mortgage they're paying off, they have children, they're married, like they've got their ideal job. I'm just like, whoa, I don't have any of that.
Yeah, okay, well, I mean, if someone's like, do you want to buy this house and you had all the money to, I would buy the house, but like, I wouldn't want to like spend my whole life consumed just by trying to pay my mortgage to have a house, to own, to have kids in one day.
Yeah.
That's not where I'm at right now in my life. If I had heaps of excess money and I was like, well, fuck it, I'll buy this house, pay it off, maybe. But yeah. I hate it.
Do you feel like a lot of pressure living in the city, like, for me, I feel like, because obviously I'm from, like, the country, and I feel like I wouldn't have lots of pressure on me if I, like, lived out there. Do you feel like you have, like, a lot of pressure living in the city? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Nah, like, it's my jam. I feel way more at home here than when I lived in, like, a small town.
Yeah. I think for me, like, if I, like, moved back home, I just don't think I would care about who I am and where I am in my, like, 20s, because I feel like in a small town you're not really judged. It's just like, oh, good on you, like, kind of thing. Like, they're very encouraging. Where, like, down, I don't know, I find, like, in Auckland, like, honestly, I even feel like some of my friends even, like, look down at me. because yeah. I don't have some certain things. Like,
I know you mean, like, when you're a small child, like, anything's, like, an achievement. But that's the thing. I don't know, that's a good thing, because then, like, look at the people, like, this sounds snobby, look at people in small towns, like, they haven't gone anywhere or done anything, yeah. and I do want to be someone yeah. that goes somewhere and does something, and I don't yeah. look down on them for not, but I enjoy the fact that there is, like, they say competition's healthy, right? Like, it's good to have a little bit of, like, push and drive, otherwise you don't really accomplish anything, because you don't know that yeah. you can, or that you could, or that you want to.
Are you jealous of people your age?
They're not like your jealous, friends? Like, I look up to them.
Yeah.
And I think that each and every one of my friends has got different aspects that, like, I want to adopt, like, Colin, fucking ridiculously smart. So driven work-wise, Natalie, just like a beautiful, shining, amazing person that's just always so happy because of that. She's brought all these good things into her life. She's the same age as me. You, like, I absolutely admire, like, this amazing relationship that you have going on with your husband. And I also, like, admire how, like, just me and you are so similar. We do, like, little fun things, like, yeah. growing pack and save and cooking and stuff like that. And also this newfound drive that you've had of just, like, when you've had enough of a job, being like,
fuck okay, this that shit. Only happened twice.
I know, like, I really, really like that about you, like, how you're just like, you know what, like, my time is better than this, and yeah. you're just like, fuck it. So, yeah, like, all of my friends have all got different little fun things about them and quirks and qualities that, not that I envy, but, like, I yeah. try and take on board.
Yeah. Because I find, I don't know, like, this is going to sound so stupid, but I was talking, I remember at one of my old jobs, I was, like, talking to one of my workmates, and she was, we were, like, talking about, like, famous people, and we were, like, well, actually, we were talking about Kate Winslet, and I was, like, 26 at the time, and I was, like, oh, she had, like, I think it was, like, 2 Oscar nominations before then, like, at that age, like, what have I achieved with my life? Do you, like, view stuff like that, not like with famous people, but like just
yeah,
with people
like, in general. We're never like, gonna be Kate Middleton or Kate Winslet.
Did I say Kate Middleton or Kate Winslet? I mean Kate Winslet.
I said either of them. We're not right. gonna be either of them right now.
Yeah, but I feel like so many people like have achieved so much at before, like at my age. I'm just like, oh my god, what have I achieved?
I feel Aaron used to think like that, yeah. but I've stopped beating myself up about things. I'm yeah. like, fuck, like, you've done pretty good from, like, where you've come from and what you've had to deal with. And also, like, I'm pretty happy right now. Like, I had a pretty rough year last year, but I'm, like, out of this relationship. I'm out of all the other shit that I talked about before, like, all that drama, and, yeah, like, I'm starting to feel like I'm coming through the other side now, and rather than beating myself up where I'm not at, I'm just like, well, I actually am on a day-to-day basis, like, I smile most of the time, like, during the day, yeah. I'm happy, I'm smiling, I'm having yeah. a good time. I wish I wasn't, like, maybe as lazy as I am sometimes, yeah. but, or, like, I have a habit of pushing things back in my mind because I would rather be happy, and I think that maybe I should deal with stuff more, but I don't know if I so much, like, envy people.
Yeah.
I try not to compare myself to other people, I think. That's a good I piece do that of all advice. The time. Because when you compare yourself to other people, like, you're not giving yourself a chance to start with.
I think that's just, like, something I need to focus on.
Yeah, I mean, like, look up to people, don't compare yourself to them. Mm. If you have someone that you're comparing yourself to, like, look at them. Strengths and be like, well, I'm gonna work on being more like that. But then also remember that everyone, what I've also learned is everyone's got like weaknesses too. People that I think are really, really strong,
yeah,
actually have got a lot going on behind closed doors that you don't know about as well, and they probably envy things yeah. about you.
Yeah, I always think like that, like, oh, I think that person's got their life together, like, I'm really jealous of them. I'm like, oh no, wait a minute, they're probably like got something that I've got.
Yeah, they probably look at things that you have and yeah. they're like, Wish yeah. I had that.
One of my like last questions, do you feel old, even though we are kind of, you know, we are kind of young, we're considered young, but do you feel old? And like, do you feel, no, actually, do you feel old in this kind of like society today? Like with technology, with social media and stuff like that. Because I feel like, for me, I've worked in retail, and obviously, like, everyone's kind of, like, 12 years old that works here, and I just, like, I go to work, I used to go to work in retail and just feel like, I am so old, because they make me feel so old.
Let me think about this for a second. I am aware of my age.
Yeah.
I'm aware that 30 is coming close, but when I like look at myself in the mirror or when I feel myself in a group of people, I don't feel old. I feel at my prime.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I feel at my prime when I'm around other people. It's yeah. only, I think, when I am by myself and I think about, like, holy shit, you're, like, nearly 30, like, WTF, Jesse, that I feel old. But that's only momentarily as well, because then I actually reflect back to other situations. It's only, like, a dark, deep, slightly depressed thought that I'm, like, holy fuck, you're getting old. But generally, I feel like I'm probably at my best right now. Yeah. Like, mentally, intellectually, maturity, physically, I feel like I'm still on an upward scale, yeah. not coming down. So I guess that's good.
Yeah.
It's only when I think about the actual number itself, when I'm yeah. having a quiet moment to myself, that I freak out, but that's only short-lived. So, no, I don't feel like I'm old. I feel like I've got
50 years left of me. I don't know, like, I found, like, in my early 20s, like, I was really good with pop culture. Like, I still am now, like, I, like, know, like, who all the current artists are and stuff like that. But now I just, like, those small little things, I'm just like, I don't know that. I was like,
who cares? They're all retards.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just like,
have you heard Ugly God? No.
Yeah, and, like, lots of people say that to me, like, or they will, like, talk about a brand or, like, a type of something, and I'm just being like,
See, yeah, sometimes I want that, but I'm also like, you know what? Ugh, I'm so much cooler than you, like, 19-year-olds. Yeah. You don't know shit. Like,
yeah.
Back in my day.
Yeah.
But also, like, it is still our day, like.
Yeah.
We're not, like, the teenage culture anymore. Yeah. Like, heaven forbid, I can't chase after cute little sexy skater boys with their, like floppy hairdos and yeah. backwards caps. I mean, I can.
Yeah.
Hello, supermarket today. But, yeah. I mean, like, you know, those aren't the kind of men that,
yeah.
boys, that, you know, like, are in my age range anymore. And sometimes I look back at those, like, little, like, kind of, like, half emo days I had, and I'm like, oh, back to those days.
Yeah.
Those boys are so sexy, and that was such a cool time. And then I'm like, well, there's also these really fucking sexy milfs out there that never would have looked at a 19-year-old, but I'm at the pool today, and they're looking at me, because I'm a little bit older looking, and I'm like,
yeah.
Hello, well, you're probably even better, let's be honest.
I feel like,
who's going to do a better job of eating me out? Fucking the deal. Times are good. Yeah. Times are great.
Experience. Because, like, for me, when I talk to people, like, a little bit younger than me, like, in the early 20s, I remember talking to an old workmate about VHS, and, like, what's that? And I was like, oh, it's, like, a tape. It's like, oh, I remember when we had DVDs. I'm just like, whoa, that was, like, that's not, like, that far in the past, like, just, like, little things like that, I was, like, get so, like, not depressed, I get all just, like, so morbid, like,
Is it sentimental?
Huh?
Sentimental, maybe?
I don't know, just, like, little things like that, I just, when people say, like, little stuff like that, I'm just, like, oh, that's so... I, like, I feel so old.
We did live in a flat. The 90s went from, like, people still had record players at home to tapes and CDs. Yeah. And then so soon, like, yeah. MP3 is like, it yeah. all happened within like 15 years. Like, we lived in such a fast track change. Like, we were kind of the generation that went from, or music wise, from like analog to digital, but also just like the world went from being kind of just like they thought Tamagotchis were hyper technology, nothing yeah. get any fancier than that. So, like, all of a sudden, we've yeah. got smartphones, like, we were alive, and at the sort of selling target and prime target and development target for all of that technology, like, literally our age group, maybe, like, 5 years either side of our age group, were in this, you know, the people that were the consumers of that massive boom, like, we had a weird sort of start into our, like, teenage and 20s.
Yeah.
Like, no one else really has, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Millennials.
Yeah. We are.
Apparently.
Technically. Yeah. Yeah, I just...
I need to pee.
Oh, no, we're just about done. Like, yeah, I just feel, I don't know, I just feel so old. Kind of like that, and when... Oh, especially with the early 20s, like, when they talk about their first cell phone, like...
So you feel old, is it, that you ask me if I felt old, do you yeah. feel old?
Because, like, yeah, as like, some people that I work with, they talk about their first phone. And it was, like, a camera phone, and I was like, whoa, like, my first phone was, like, a Nokia, and it had, like, no colour on it.
I had... My first phone was the first camera phone. It was an Alcatel.
I know that one, this girl, like, that I went to school...
Like, a yeah. hand, yeah.
Yeah, my friend had that phone, and, like... That was I think we were like 13, and she was like the only person in our year that had a camera phone. We're like, oh yeah, we're gonna take advantage of this camera on the cell phone, and like the pixelation was just like
it so was short. So mad. Yeah. They made MM3 messages like free for the first month when those phones come out, and I yeah. brought one. And this other girl, Alicia, in my class had one too. Well, the only kids that had these phones, I worked all summer. I paid for it. And me and her, because they were free, like, to send, like, picture messages for the first month that it came out, we used to, like, write messages on a piece of paper, take a photo of it. So it was, like, texting, but we yeah. would write message on a piece of paper and take a photo of it and send it to each other instead of texting, because texting used to cost, like, 20 cents back then.
Right.
So, if I was right, Jack, here's a question, the first thing comes to your head. Jack, are you old or young?
Old.
I would oh, yeah. so say young.
I would say old.
Conflict of interest.
Huh?
That would be your answer. Are you old or young?
Old. I would say old.
Yeah.
Sure, right.
Right. I'd say young.
Okay, right. To finish this off, what has been some of the pros, like some of the positives about your 20s?
Oh, so much. Everything. My whole life. I don't regret anything.
Really?
Nah, like, fuck regretting shit. I've had so many amazing experiences and so much love in my life. Okay, there's been lots of bad things, but that wasn't the question. You said good things have happened. So many amazing experiences, so much love, so much, like, wisdom passed on yeah. to me. And once again, so much love, like, and just people and good times and smiles that I've had.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take any of the bad times for, like, the love that people brought into my life. Even, like, things that I've talked about negatively, like my family, like, they've brought love into my life. My ex-boyfriend Paul, the love that he has brought into my life. Like,
yeah.
my friends have brought love into my life. Just all of it, and just, like, the amount of smiles with all of these people that have been involved in my life since I've been 20. Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't regret any of it. I want more, and yeah. I want new experience. Like, I'd love to be able to go travel once my passport thing is sorted out. Love to be able to have more, like, education once I pay my passport and go back to studying. Like, all of those yeah. things would be really cool. But it's not like I would ever say, oh, I regret anything because I never got to do those things already. Like I said, I feel young, so I still feel like I've got plenty of time to achieve those things. And I'm grateful for what I've yeah. had so far.
So overall, you find, like, your 20s, it's been good. Do you think, like...
It's been fucking a rollercoaster. It's been up, it's been down. I've struggled with so many different things. Relationships, drug addictions. So much. But, yeah. It's been a fucking rollercoaster, yeah. But I don't regret it. It's maybe who I am today.
Yeah. Do you think you're going to be yourself at 30? Do you think, like...
Who even know? I have no idea. I thought I would be at my age well and truly when I was younger, and I've proved myself wrong on that one, so...
Because I think...
I don't want to claim it.
I think at 30, I'm going to be like, this is who I am. But I think because I'm an old soul, so I'm going to feel like that.
I would like to say yes, that would be ideal, but I'm not going to hold myself to it because I would disappoint myself, because I thought that before, and I'm obviously not there now. I thought 27, I'd be, pretty much in the grave right now. I wouldn't live my whole life. And obviously, now I feel like my life still hasn't even begun properly, so... I don't know. I just don't know. One thing, you don't know what's going to happen.
Okay, so, to end, I'm going to... I think I should have, a name or a title for this round. I'm going to ask you, five questions. And the theme is, five, so it's, five or something. And, I'm going to count down with my hands since we don't have a timer. You've got 5 seconds to answer these questions. Or maybe 10. No, let's go 5. So five, you're
5 second rule.
Yeah. So you have a lot of pressure. Okay. Number one. Name. Okay, look at my hand. Name 5 types of wine. And wine, go.
Merlot, Cab Sav, Pinot Gris, Pinot Noir, Sauvignon Blanc.
Was that 5? I wasn't really here. Okay.
I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah.
Please say no, Spice Girls.
That is so hard. This one might be a little bit too hard.
Give me 10 seconds.
Okay, I'll give you 10.
Type in the hand. You can clap
okay,
it out.
Okay. No, I just can't. Okay. Name 5 deaths/people from the 27 Club. Ready, set, go.
Amy Winehouse, Jim Morrison, Kurt Cobain?
Yeah.
Bob Marley?
No.
What the...
Beep, but continue.
Fuck. Jimi Hendrix. Janis Joplin.
Janis, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, that's 5, yeah.
Did Bob Marley die at 27?
No, I don't think he did. No, he didn't.
Check that out there.
No, he didn't.
I think I was trying to... Yeah, I don't know.
This is the only 5 people I know as well.
Did I say Amy Winehouse?
Yeah, you said... I think that was the first one you said. Okay, name... Name 5 Mean Girl quotes.
Oh,
I give you 10 seconds because it's quite
okay.
Hard. Ready? Wait. I give you
Stop
5. Wait, no, wait. I'll give you 5 seconds to think about. 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, go.
Bitch isn't ever gonna work. My uncle made toast a strudel. Mean Girls, fuck.
Beep.
This is an African fertility flask?
What? No.
The African fertility flask? When her mum pulls out of the kitchen.
Yeah, no. She's like, no. She says, this is mumbo jumbo. Doesn't that mean anything to you? Something like that.
Yeah. Oh, we should watch Mean Girls, by the way.
Oh,
next.
Right.
While we eat pie.
No, I guess she's on crack. That's another one. I want to lose 3 pounds.
I think my favourite is...
She doesn't even go here.
Ah, okay. That was a mean one.
Great. That needed more than 10 seconds. Okay, name. Okay, I'm going to give you 5 seconds for this.
It's like my favourite movie term. I'm so disappointed myself right now.
Name 5 deaths from 2016. Ready, set. Okay, I'll give you 5 seconds.
Alan Rickman, David Bowie, fuck it, Prince.
I'll beat, but...
Who else died last year? Those are my 3 main ones.
Carrie Fisher.
Oh, yeah.
Debbie Reynolds, George Michaels.
George Michaels.
There you go. Okay, I'll give you 10 seconds for this. Name 5 places in New Zealand that has a mount in the title. That are mounts.
Mount Eden, Mount Maunganui, Mount Albert, Mount...
Roskill,
Mount...
To Albert. Did you say that?
I said Mount Albert, What the fuck is it on the mount? Mount Cook.
Oh. Yay. That was it.
Mount Cook? Yes.
Yeah.
Yay. There's two Mount Cooks, actually. There's one in Wellington.
Well, we've been talking for exactly an hour. All right. Wait, I just need it.
We sign off?
Yeah, I think we should sign off with a chain.
Cheers, guys. That.